With a college basketball tournament in Albany this weekend, the Albany Capital Center will have a busy opening. The ribbon cutting for the convention center took place on Wednesday, and General Manager Doug McLean took a few minutes out of his busy schedule to talk to us about Capital Center.
When you first walk in the doors, is a giant mural that depicts the history of Albany. And that theme is carried on throughout the facility in front of each meeting room and also on the second level of the center. Dahl Taylor, a local artist, did a tremendous job in putting this this piece together that really displays the history of Albany and, you know, the kind of the development of the city from day one right on to present day.
What type of facilities do you have? Large auditoriums, small conference rooms?
Yeah, so we have on the first level, we have six meeting rooms. And two of those meeting rooms are have partition walls, so we can actually make meeting rooms 1A and 1B one large room to accommodate a bigger group, or we can divide that. And then there's also another meeting rooms 2A through C where they could be three individual rooms or one large room or one smaller room and two, you know, any combination of the two. And then on the first floor also is what we call the Capitol Room, which is our smallest meeting room, but that has the highest end finishing, LED color changing fixtures. The AV is already installed in that room. Everything is permanently done, so it's a great board meeting room. It's also a good holding room for a keynote speaker, and that has large windows that face Eagle Street.
You're right next to the Renaissance Hotel, just around the corner from the state capitol, near the Empire State Plaza, near the Times Union Center. What does that location bring you?
Well, it's connectivity. You know, we're right next door to all of those, and we're connected to all of those. There's a walkway from the Renaissance Hotel that enters the Albany Capital Center, and then that walkway is carried through the Capital Center to the Empire State Plaza walkway, which then connects us to the Times Union Center and the Empire State Plaza. So you really have connectivity getting from State Street all the way up to the Empire State Plaza or down to South Pearl Street without ever having to go outside. Heaters have been placed in those walkways so that it is conditioned space. So, you know, those winter travel months through the Albany is a little more comfortable.
The fact that this is in a state capital, what does that bring to your business? What does that bring to your organization, a convention center in a state capital, Albany or anywhere else? Does that have a leg up on others?
Well, it does. I mean, especially where Albany's located, just we're so centrally in the Northeast. So that lends us well to business in New York State, obviously, but also the Northeast as well if you want to go out and spread out to a larger and get some of those multi-state meetings that, you know, you start bringing in Massachusetts and you bring in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And, you know, we're nice centrally located, so I think Albany has a great advantage there. And then being the capital, you know, for the state associations and having access to the capital, to their representatives, you know, for lobby groups and such, is that's a huge advantage as well.
You just opened this week. Do you already have some bookings coming in? Have you taken in reservations for organizations and meetings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have already 70 events booked for 2017, and then there's an additional 28 events that have been booked out into 2021. So we've been at it for a while, and we're having some good success.
Doug McLean is the general manager of the new Albany Capital Center.